Hello. This is Megan Schaefer.
This is Jossie Nita.
This is Olivia Metcalf.
And this is Ava Fall.
And we're doing a podcast on chapters 12 and 13 of Invisible Man. And we are going to focus on the question, how does IM's reaction to the yams differ from his earlier diner experience? And what might this suggest about his understanding of identity? So, ladies.
I have one thing to say about this.
All right.
So, earlier on, when he's in the diner, like, before chapter 13, obviously.
Right.
He's talking about, like, how, or he's thinking about how the waiter kind of assumed what he wanted based on, like, him as a black man, I guess.
Yeah, like, or what just, he looked like.
Yeah. And he was, like, really offended about it, and just, whatever, he got very flustered about it. Which, I mean, it makes sense. I would get upset, too, if people just make assumptions based on your race or, like, what you look like and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, it's like a stereotype.
Yeah, but, like, when he got to the point in chapter 13 when he's talking about the yams, there was one page or, like, one section that I highlighted, and it said, "What a group of people we were," I thought. "Why you could cause us the greatest humiliation simply by confronting us with something we liked. Not all of us, but so many." And it stood out to me because when he was getting the yams on the street, he was so, like, all about it, and, like, he wanted more than one, and, like, he was being nice to the guy giving it to him, and, like, he did not care anymore. Like, he didn't care about, what's it called?
Like, what people
conforming
thought of
to, like, the white man's thought
ideals
and, like, ideals. And, yeah. And I just thought it was interesting because he said, like, instead of, like, I don't know if he meant group of people, like, a specific race.
Yeah.
Or, like, group of people, like, all of us together. Like, we all think this way. Like, if someone points something out that we like that or that we're into and makes us embarrassed about it, we immediately are like, no, we don't like it anymore. And I feel like that's kind of how he felt, like, in the diner. Like, he was, like, he, like, knew later on that he really did want that meal, but he didn't want to admit it because the guy that was going to give it to him, not making him feel embarrassed about it, but he was, like, assuming, like, oh, like,
he didn't
want
to be identified by his race. He wanted, like, them to see him, so to say. Go on.
When he was in the diner, like, and the guy offered him, like, the grits or whatever it was, that meal, I don't think he was meaning it, like, assuming that, oh, you're black, you want this meal. Like, I think that was seriously, like, it was, like, the special or something. Because then, like, he, remember, like, later on in that scene, he, like, sees a white man, like, eating
meal.
So but it's kind of, like, all in his head. Like,
yeah.
That, I'm, like, agreeing with
but,
like, I just wanted to bring that up, that, like, it wasn't necessarily, like, the, like, white man's, like, it wasn't him saying, like, oh, like, you're black, you want this. It was just the special, and IM was so, like, caught up with, like, he thought that he was, like, because he had an education and he, like, looked down on, like, stereotypical, I guess you could say, like, black people, that he, like, refused to, like, conform to that, and, like, he was, like, scared of it. Like, he did not want to be like that, even if it really was what he wanted, you know?
Yeah, he wasn't going to admit it because, like, that's the biggest difference in, like, how he's changed because, like, in the beginning, he doesn't want to be, like, he separates himself from the other black people, like, the race.
Right.
Like, he would call them, like, oh, like, them. And especially in, like, the first chapter when he talks about them in, like, the elevator or the epilogue. I can't remember which one. And he's, like, separating himself. He's like, oh, I'm not like them. I'm just here for my scholarship speech.
Yeah.
And then here it's changed after, like, the hospital incident. He's like, what a group of people we were. Like, he's grouping himself in with them now. Like, he's kind of being more accepting of who he is. And he's not necessarily seeing it as a bad thing. It's just something.
Yeah.
It's just, like, how his identity has changed, like, because of the cure. He, like, obviously doesn't know. He doesn't know his history, and he doesn't know who he is anymore. And I think that our past obviously shows, like, like, it's part of who we are, and so, like, in our identity and our past. So, like, obviously everything that's happened to him in the past with, like, the diner, the incident, like, he obviously didn't identify himself with the group of African-American people. He didn't want to be part of that group. He wanted to be something better and bigger and higher. And he didn't want to be, he wanted to be like a white man, and he wanted to fit in to society's role. And I think that with the cure, it shows that how much we rely on, like, our past to be part of our now's identity, and just how he changed and with the yams and how he's kind of accepting who he is now more, mm-hmm. just because yeah. he doesn't have the knowledge of what he did mm-hmm. or who he was back yeah. then.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, like, part of our question is, what does this suggest about his understanding of identity? And I think we said, like, he is now understanding that just because you, like a certain thing or act a certain way doesn't, like, make you, like, I guess bad or, like, the like lesser than another person, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah.
It kind of reminded me, like, of, like, his identity, how much he's changed was, like, the one part where he was, like, talking and, like, standing up for the old elderly couple that was getting evicted. Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me of, like, I feel like he wouldn't have felt the same way he did before the cure. Like, I feel like
yeah.
just because he didn't. When he was describing it, he was, like, saying, like, we and I, and, like, he was grouping him part of this, like, group to, like, not to create a riot, but to, like, to
create a sense of unity yeah, between unity, them.
Yeah, and, like, he wouldn't have done that early on, I feel like, and no. I think that the yams, it, like, just shows another example of how yeah. he's changed yeah. and mm-hmm. how.
Yeah, he, like, may have had those, like, same ideas, like, before he's, like, obviously he's changed now, and before, like, even when he was, like, in college or whatever, he could have had those ideas, like, he wanted to be able to, like, do the type of thing that he did at the scene with the eviction and, like, yeah. like unify people and stuff, but he was so caught up in, like,
himself,
yeah, his, like, image, I guess you could say, like, trying to yeah. be, like, an educated, like,
he was, like,
I don't know if he wanted to be, like, a white man, but he wanted to be, like,
but he was like basing, like, much. His ideals and stuff off of, like, what he's right. seen from, like, people, not in higher positions, but just, like, white men in general. Like, he held them to a higher position right. because he got the scholarship from the white men, from fighting, he went to school, and, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I think he was, like, he might have had those thoughts before, like, saying, like, if... when he was his own self before the cure, that about, like, the elderly couple, like, if he saw them on the street at that point, like, he could have had those thoughts, but he was, like, suppressing them.
Right.
He'd because be like, he was oh, so concerned with his with, image
yeah. mm-hmm.
and, like, how he looked to everyone else. And now right. it's, like, he doesn't
care yeah, anymore. Like, the biggest difference between, like, his, like, old identity and his new identity, I guess you could say, is, like, he just doesn't really care about, like, conforming, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily believe that his, like, ideals have really changed, but just how he goes about, like, before he would suppress them, and now he's expressing them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it's just a change in
how he presents himself. Bother him, like, as much to be grouped in with the rest of his race. Like, he doesn't let it get to him, and he's not like, oh, like, I'm not like them. He doesn't make it so obvious that he's better or, like, higher than them just because of his,
yeah.
like, education. And that's really, like, with the yams. And he's, like, embracing that he's from, like, right. the South when he gets to these yams, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yams. Like, the significance of them is just, like, Southern. And mm-hmm. they, like, represent his childhood because I think he talked about he, like, remembered something about
yeah.
the significance of them as a child. Like, he remembered the taste of them.
Yeah. yeah. He, like, but talks about that into detail.
He's homesick, and, like, it makes him become, like, more in touch with, like, mm-hmm. what he comes from and, like, who he is.
Yeah, he says on page 266, like, when the man who's giving him the yams, he says, I am says, they're my birthmark, I said. I am what I am. So, yeah. like, he obviously does not care at this point if people know where he's from or what
he's not background trying to hide away from,
yeah, like, he, like, doesn't...
the stereotypical...
And, like, this is kind of going off in a different direction, but I feel like... So, obviously, when we say the cure, we're talking about, like, when he was in the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So... Wait. Okay, sorry, I lost my train of thought. But, like, the biggest... like, the changes that were happening to him up to that point were that, like, he, before he was, like, on track for, like, this, like, education, and he was gonna, like, do something with himself, and, like, then he gets kicked out of the school, and then he goes to New York and he can't find a job, and then like it's just like it keeps knocking him down further and further. Like he probably feels like not good about himself. So now at this point he's kind of just like, he walks around the street like and talks about these EMs like he doesn't even care. But then like from that comes this like type of like, I guess, realization that like he really doesn't care, and that like it's better to just like speak your mind, I guess, than rather than trying to like impress others or like give off like this image that he's trying to be.
Yeah.
And I think like the absence of his like education and like college life is like one of the main contributors, I don't know if that's a word, to that. Because before he felt like so like high up, and now he doesn't. But it's like humbling, I guess you could say. Yeah, like, that's humbling, a good way experience. To put it.
Yeah.
Which I feel like in a way it's a good and bad thing, like that he forgot about his education and everything, but at the same time, like, I feel like he's not going to have the same type of drive to, like, get a job or, like, provide. Like, he probably still will, but, like, to the extent to where he wants to, like, impress those around him. I mean, he doesn't even really want to anymore because he was saying he wanted to get revenge on Bledsoe.
Yeah.
But I feel like in one way or another, the aspect of, like, not remembering his education is a good and bad thing.
I definitely think it's, like, a good thing for him.
Yeah.
Just because, like, he may not have, like, the, like, prestigious, like,
education. He won't be, like a snob.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, and I don't think that's who he ever was, you know? Like, I think he
like one put of off masks.
That. But, yeah, like, he, deep down, he, like, I feel like he's always been someone that, like, like a good person, I guess. I don't know.
There was one part where during like the scene with the elderly couple, and he's like, I didn't know whether to like feel anger or to be like uncomfortable. And there was like, you could see his two like identities like fighting against himself. Like, which part is he going to show? Because he like is suppressing one part of his. Like, true self, so to
say. Cult,
what he was before and, like, how he identified himself. Like, he, earlier on, he probably would have been, like, not, he wouldn't have responded the same way. Like, back to how he wouldn't respond the same way. And it was just, like, show the two fight between, like, his two, so to say, identities.
Sorry.
You can go.
On page 266, there's a good sentence. It goes, what and how much had I lost by trying to do only what was expected of me instead of what myself had wished to do? What a waste. What a senseless waste. And I think that's just, like, a really good, like, indicator of his change and his personality and how, like, he has changed. Just, like, with the yams, it's shown, like, it's not something that he would have done, like, a couple of chapters earlier, like, before, like, when he was back at school, you know? But now he's kind of embracing it.
Yeah, and you can even still see, like, the, like, type of, like, inner conflict with, like Jossie was talking about, like, his two identities, I guess. And even though he says, like, oh, that was such a waste, there's a part, I don't know where it is, but I feel like I remember when he was, like, he, like, said how he wanted to look away, but he, like, couldn't from the eviction scene. Like, he didn't, like, he was fighting with himself, like, oh, I don't necessarily want to go over there. Like, the old him never would have done that.
He just wanted to ignore it and be like, oh, I'm not part of that group.
But then,
I'm
like, he, like, realized, like, no, like, I can't look away because this is, like, I need to do something about this.
And, like, back to, like, eating the yams and his identity and stuff. His one quote on page 264, it's, I no longer had to worry about who saw me or about what was proper. So that basically kind of just proves that he no longer cared what the outside people thought or, like, what other people thought of him because he had nothing to prove instead of, like, proving that he was worthy of a white man's job or proving that he's worthy of Bledsoe and everything. So it just kind of shows how he's changed and that, like, the yams kind of represent his, not his identity, but kind of represents the change in his identity or, like, the realization that he's changed.
Yeah. So, if we want to wrap it up. Just a final thought, like, going back to our question, we discussed it all, but just to summarize, we talked about how basically I am is like this new person that doesn't care about
like others' opinion,
conforming to society, and blending in with
white people, pretty much,
and trying to be somebody that he's not.
Yeah, and that's represented by like the YAM scene, like compared to the
like the beginning of his realization that he's changed. I think.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.